This is the Sakar Murli of 23rd of June 2026. Essence, sweet children, you are greatly fortunate because God is giving you an education that has not been studied by even the rishis or munis. Question: which destiny in the drama do you children know but people of the world do not know? Answer: you know that the flames of destruction are going to emerge from the sacrificial fire of this knowledge of Rudra. The whole of this old world is now going to be sacrificed into it. No one can prevent this destiny. This is the imperishable sacrificial fire of Rudra, in which the horse is sacrificed and all the paraphernalia will be sacrificed. We will not return to this impure world. This destiny is not created by God, but it is the destiny created in the drama. Song. Look at your face in the mirror of your heart. Om Shanti. You children are human beings. This is a world of human beings. At this time, you are the humans who belong to the Brahmin religion. The Father gives teachings to souls. You souls are now aware of your original religion. I, this soul, make this body function. This is the chariot of this soul. Just as the Father rides in this chariot, so you souls are also riding in chariots, bodies. It is just that souls have forgotten the knowledge of being embodiments of peace and of their residence being the incorporeal world. We receive these bodies here. Talk to yourselves in this way. The Father says, you souls are embodiments of peace. If you want to sit in peace, then consider yourselves to be souls who are residents of the land of peace. You can sit in peace for a little while. People ask for peace. The soul says, my mind wants peace. However, people don't know that they are souls. They have forgotten this. There is a story of the queen who searched everywhere for the necklace that was around her neck. The Father explains, peace is your original religion. You children understand that you souls are embodiments of peace and that you have come here to play your parts. When you become detached from those organs, you souls are peaceful. A soul can remain in his religion of peace for as long as he wants. If you don't want to work through your body, just sit down peacefully. This is real peace. You don't have to search for it. Your original religion is peace. You are now playing your parts here. You have come to know from the Father that you have played your parts of 84 births. No one knows about the cycle of 84 births. Only you children understand this. At first we were Sun Dynasty kings and subjects. Then we went into the Moon Dynasty and the Merchant Dynasty and then the Shudra Dynasty. We now have to become part of the Sun Dynasty again. You children now know the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. You are greatly fortunate. The Father explains everything to you accurately. This is the path of salvation. Explain to everyone that the bestower of salvation for all is one. You now know that Baba is enabling you to receive salvation for 21 births. People outside don't know these things at all. Only you, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, know this. Some ask you BKs what you know. There should be a test to find out whether someone is a Brahmin or not. If you are the children of Brahma, you must definitely know about this world cycle. Do you know the Father, the Creator? The Rishis and Munis neither know the Creator nor the creation at all. Therefore they are atheists. You too were atheists. You too didn't know the Father, the Creator, or the beginning, middle and end of creation. It is those who are uneducated who go to school. They would then say that they learnt this and that at school. You are now studying this godly study. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is teaching you. Your intellects have to understand this. Only the one Shiv Baba is the Creator. It says in the scriptures that Rudra created a sacrificial fire of knowledge. However, there is no difference between Rudra and Shiva, the Supreme Soul. It also says that the flames of destruction emerged from the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. It is just that they have put Sri Krishna's name instead of the name of Rudra, Shiva. It is the same Gita. They say that the flames of destruction emerged from this sacrificial fire of knowledge. Therefore, the sacrificial fire of this knowledge is for attaining self-sovereignty. This old world is to be sacrificed into it. They put all their offerings into a sacrificial fire. They sacrifice everything. So the whole of the old world will be sacrificed into this sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. You are now studying Raja Yoga. You will not return to this impure world. This world is to be destroyed. You know that there will also be natural calamities. Let all of this knowledge sit in your intellects. Shiv Baba says, only I have all the knowledge in my intellect. The Father is the truth, the sentient being and the ocean of knowledge. He knows the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. Rishis and Munis say that they neither know the Creator nor the creation. When people ask you what you receive here, tell them, great Rishis and Munis said that they didn't know the Creator or the beginning, the middle and the end of creation. We now know what they didn't know. No one but the Father, the Creator, can explain the secrets of the beginning, the middle and the end of creation. Only the Creator can explain that. You know that there is a queen bee and that all the other bees follow her. They have such a deep relationship with the queen, the mother. When the unlimited father comes, he takes all the children back with him. You know that Baba has come and that he will take all of us souls back with him to the land of peace. Then our parts will start again in the golden age. We are now claiming this deity status in order to play those parts. You human beings come here to claim the status of deities. All the virtues have to be imbibed here. You have to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. No one can see them except in a divine vision. You know that you will now become Sun Dynasty deities. Your intellects are aware of how the kingdom of heaven is established. There was the kingdom of deities in the golden age, but people have portrayed devils, etc., even in the kingdom of deities. No one knows how pure Bharat was. People sing the praise, "You are full of all virtues." They even bow their heads in front of their idols. Many temples have been built to them, but they don't know how or when the original eternal deity religion of the Golden Age was established. How did Bharat, that was so elevated, become so degraded? No one knows this. They say that destiny has already been created. Destiny of what? They don't even understand this. If they were to understand the destiny of the drama, they would understand who the creator and director of the drama is. They simply say that it is the destiny of God. When one speaks of a drama, one should also know the beginning, the middle, and the end of that drama. You can't know a drama by simply reading a book. You have to go and see that drama. It was printed in the newspaper that a play had been created about the divine activities of Sri Krishna. However, no one can understand anything without seeing it. When they see it, they can then understand everything that happened in the drama. You children now understand the drama. People also say that this cycle of the history and geography of the world continues to turn, but no one knows how it turns. The names of the ages are written, the golden, silver, copper, iron ages, and then this confluence age. However, people have understood this to mean that God comes in every age. There is also a confluence of the golden and silver ages, but that confluence doesn't have any importance. Nothing happens there at that time. Only you know how the golden-aged Sun Dynasty hands over the kingdom to the Moon Dynasty. It isn't that the Moon Dynasty conquered the Sun Dynasty, no. The Sun Dynasty king and queen apply a tilak of the fortune of the kingdom to the Moon Dynasty king and queen and seat them on the throne. They then receive the titles of King Rama and Queen Sita. Who gave them those? It would be said that the Sun Dynasty transferred it, saying, "You now rule the kingdom." You children have seen this scene in divine visions. It isn't that a battle takes place. That kingdom is given to them, just as a kingdom would be handed over. The Sun Dynasty wash the feet of the Moon Dynasty and apply a tilak of sovereignty on them. There are no gurus and saints there. It is in the intellects of you children that you are becoming those with divine natures. We will be so happy in the Sun and Moon Dynasty kingdoms. Baba is removing us from sorrow and taking us into happiness. No one else can make us happy. Sages themselves want to go to the land of peace. The father says, "I even uplift those sages and take them to the land of peace. Sannyasis only come in the copper age. Only we deities will be in heaven." There are different sections there. The section of the Sun Dynasty is separate from that of the Moon Dynasty. Then there are also sections for those of Islam, the Buddhists, the Sannyasis, etc., who continue to come. All of them have their separate sections. When we used to rule, no one else existed there. Such a number-wise rosary is also created in the incorporeal world. The first community is of those who belong to the original, eternal deity religion. All the other communities emerge later. This is the greatest community of all. All the other founders of religions that come emerge from this one. We are the first community, and then there are hundreds of thousands of smaller, limited communities. Here there are four main communities. We come first, then those of Islam come, then the Buddhists come, and then the Christians. We have now fallen down. We have to play our parts of 84 births. Those who are now the last number will then become the first number. Because the deities are now impure, they cannot call themselves deities. Deities are worshipped, and this proves that they belong to that community. The Sikhs believe in Guru Nanak. They belong to his genealogical tree. Our genealogical tree in the Golden Age is the first one. There is no higher genealogical tree than this. We belong to the highest on high community. We experience the maximum happiness. We are the same ones who then become poverty stricken. We are the ones who experience the most sorrow. We are the ones who continue to incur debt. We were so wealthy and have now become so poor. We have lost everything. This is a land of sorrow. The Father is now making you into the masters of that land of happiness once again. All the rest will go to the land of peace. You experience happiness for half a cycle. All the rest stay in peace. They want to go into liberation. They consider happiness to be like the droppings of a crow. They don't have any experience of the land of happiness. You have that experience. They even sing its praise, but because of being impure, they have forgotten it. The Father now reminds you, O residents of Bharat, you belong to the deity religion. You changed your name in the Copper Age. Those who belonged to the deity religion have become impure. They continue to sing, O Purifier, come. The Father has told you for how many births you were in the pure world, and for how many births you were in this impure world. You now have to go to that pure world again. This is the study place, Patshala, of all study places. It is the sacrificial fire of all sacrificial fires. The whole of the old world is to be finished in this. They still burn Holika, female demon memorial. All of those festivals refer to this time. The soul will leave and the body will be destroyed. None of the sannyasis can give you this knowledge. Some things are mentioned in the Gita, but they are like a pinch of salt in a sack full of flour. The knowledge disappears. Shiv Baba says, I created this sacrificial fire, into which you sacrifice your bodies, minds and wealth. You die alive. Only at this time do you receive this knowledge. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. In order to go to the land of happiness, make your nature divine. Remain cheerful by keeping the secrets of the beginning, the middle and the end of the drama in your intellect. Explain these secrets to everyone. 2. In order to attain self-sovereignty, sacrifice your body, mind, and wealth into this unlimited sacrificial fire while you are alive. Transfer everything to the new world. Blessing. May you be a true yogi and be shown with a third eye on your forehead. In the memorials, a third eye is shown on the forehead of yogis. You true yogi children must use your intellects to stay constantly in the company of the One Father in order to show your third eye on your foreheads. One is the Father, the second is I, and there is no third person. When you have such a stage, others will see your third eye. If a third person enters your intellect, your third eye would then close. So, to make sure that your third eye remains constantly open, you have to remember that there mustn't be any third person. Slogan: to be full of questions means to become distressed and to distress others. Aviat signal: to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. A person is given a title according to the actions he performs. If your actions are elevated, you will be given the title of an elevated jewel. In order to become an elevated jewel, both virtues of simplicity and tolerance are needed in your thoughts, words, and actions. If there is simplicity but not tolerance, then too you cannot be said to be elevated. Therefore, as well as having simplicity, also be tolerant. Om Shanti.